This is a Soulfire production.
Welcome to the Spiritual Hustler podcast. I'm your host, Jessica Zweig, multi-seven-figure serial entrepreneur, best-selling author, and branding and business coach. And this is a show where we are redefining the word hustle, reclaiming our true feminine nature of magnetism, and putting down the self-judgments and shame around loving to work and making a lot of money at it. On this show, you're going to learn how to stop hustling and start spiritually hustling. By pressing play, you are now part of a new movement of women who don't hustle for money. We hustle for meaning. We don't hustle from lack. We hustle for love. We don't hustle from survival. We hustle for humanity's thriving. We hustle toward healing the ancestral programming of fear and step into a new understanding of safety in the body to receive. This shift isn't going to only heal your life. It's going to make you a whole lot richer too. This is the Spiritual Hustler Podcast. Well, hello, my beautiful souls, and welcome back to the Spiritual Hustler Podcast. I just first want to say how grateful I am for the reception of this new show from my community. I got such beautiful, beautiful feedback on the debut episode, Hustling is Uncanceled in 2024. There's just been a lot of response to this core message of the Spiritual Hustler Podcast. And I just first wanted to come on and say thank you. Thank you, thank you, thank you. Secondly, I want to share that I am still very much riding high from the Spiritual Hustler launch party that I hosted in Nashville last week. I had about 75 women come. Nashville community of women just have so much depth and just turned out for me. And I was so excited to see all of your faces and so many of my friends and Claim Your Light retreat sisters and clients and just my team from across the country. They just all came in for it. It was just a really special night. It was one of the most beautiful activating nights of sisterhood and women empowerment. You know, I said that, yeah, sure, this was a party to celebrate my podcast. And of course, I care about my podcast, but I care more about bringing women together and creating sacred space where we can all truly be safe and celebrate each other. And I've been so embraced by the community in Nashville. I've been so embraced by my clients, by my retreat sisters, that I wanted that event to be, I said in my talk at the end of the night, that it was really my love letter to my community to thank them for just embracing me. And, you know, it's always a little scary and vulnerable to be yourself and to put yourself out there and to take risks and to ask people to show up for you and support you. And I just hope that in sharing a little bit about last week, it gives you a little bit more confidence and permission to shine. And knowing that the right women, the right community, the right people, the right opportunities will arrive when you are fully in this place of alignment and trusting that what you have to offer the world is needed, because it is. Now, some of you might have seen too that we created the most epic, epic spiritual swag. I've got beanies and I've got sweatshirts, and I actually have sold out of mostly all of it, but I decided I was going to do a little giveaway to my community. You guys want a sweatshirt? You want to win a beanie? It's super easy. Well, first, let me tell you a little bit about the swag. So the beanies come in black and they come in white and they say Spiritual Hustler on them in gold, of course. And then the sweatshirt, which is this super yummy Hanes cotton, just, oh, it's so good, you guys. And it's this taupe color, this really beautiful neutral that kind of goes, I think, with everything. On the front, it says Spiritual Hustler, like a little emblem logo. On the back, it says Hustle for Love, Meaning, Thriving, and Healing on the back. It's so powerful. And then on the sleeve, this is my favorite part. I'm going to read it to you. It has the Spiritual Hustler Manifesto, and it's just sort of this cute little decal on the sleeve. It's dope. And it says, I don't hustle for money. I hustle for meaning. I don't hustle from lack. I hustle for love. I don't hustle from survival. I hustle for my and humanity's thriving. I hustle toward healing the ancestral programming of fear And in its place has come a knowing that I am safe and provided for always. Yeah, it's fire. And I sold a whole bunch of them at the event, and I sold a whole bunch of them online. I've got just a few of these sweatshirts left and a couple beanies. And I decided if you want one, here's how you win one. It's simple. Leave a review. Screenshot that review. Make sure you submit the review. Leave 5 stars, a couple sentences of how this show is lighting you up. Hopefully you attune to the Spiritual Hustler mission, because you are a spiritual hustler. Otherwise you wouldn't be here. And screenshot it. DM it to me on Instagram at Jessica Zweig. And tag me and share the show. So you have 2 assignments. Review it and share it. And I'll be looking. And I literally, you guys, I have so few left. So I'm going to pick just a couple winners, and I'll get your address and I'll send it to you straight from me to you. So that's how you win. I am so excited to watch all of you rock the Spiritual Hustler swag. I'll get more in time, but this is a limited edition capsule collection, and I just want my community to embody these items so that you can activate and just rep it so proudly, because I am so proud of all of you for showing up and receiving this message and knowing that this is the way that we shift the world right now, is to vibrate in this receptivity, surrender, allowance, trust. And that's the new earth, and we are the leaders of it. So leave a review, screenshot that to me on DM, Instagram. My handle is at Jessica Zweig, and then tag me at Jessica Zweig that you've been listening to the show, and I will send you a beanie and a sweatshirt. You get to win both. And that is how you win. Okay. We're going to talk today about the convergence, I love that word, of how we make money using the power of the divine feminine and the divine masculine. Because here is the truth. I know you're listening to my show because you want to make a huge impact in the world. You probably already are making a huge impact in the world, or are on your way to making an even deeper one. And we all want to help save humanity, right? That's at least what I'm calling in as the people who want to do that too, that understand how important their timeline is on this planet. And you can't save it. You can't save the world if you're broke, if you have any sort of sense of unworthiness, if you are not truly living like a queen, because a queen is not here to serve herself. She is here to serve the people. And so the queen needs to freaking live like one so that she has enough energy and fuel and nourishment to go do her job. So you can't save the world if you're broke, but you also cannot save the world if you're exhausted. And I have run into the paths of the fear and the actual reality of both. I did go broke at the age of 33. I bottomed out. I had to ask my parents for money. I was living in so much credit card debt, like actual freaking scarcity. And that experience obviously shaped me on so many levels. And what I created from that path forward was my agency, Simply Be, where I was being driven by this deep purpose and had this clear why. And yet I was running over my nervous system, actually not creating abundance, but running from scarcity. But back to that moment at 33, when I hit brokenness, that for the 7 years, it's funny, things are going to happen in 7-year cycles. I know that to be true. The 7 years prior to that moment, frankly, taking you right back to when I walked into my parents' house on a Sunday morning, they were drinking coffee. I opened my book, Be, with this story, and them being excited to see me and having no idea the financial ruin that I was in, and them cutting me a check for $500 so I could pay my phone bill, because AT&T really was going to shut off my phone. The years leading up to that moment of true actual brokenness, I wasn't at all interested in saving the world. I was only interested in saving myself. And that's what led me to that place of actual scarcity. And so I started my second business from a new understanding that I wasn't going to serve myself. I was going to serve the world. And I started making a lot of money doing that. It absolutely was one of the biggest revelations of my life, frankly. When we are in service, we are called to the highest order of the human experience. And so there is no other way. There is no other option than for the universe to reward you. That's the unlock. That's one of the biggest secrets to success, is making your success not about you at all, but making it about the people that you serve and their success. And that has to be a genuine come from, because people will feel that or they won't. And then people will either feel the results of that or they won't, and you won't continue to grow and get clients. But along that journey of being of service, of being here in this sort of new vibration of the feminine principles of using my gifts for humanity and not just myself, I burnt out. And so we need both the masculine and the feminine structures and principles in order for us to truly elevate our wealth, make a difference, change the world, and thrive as we do it. Now, I see a lot of women. I know a lot of women. I was one of those women, frankly, that is just hustling, not spiritually hustling, fucking hustling, grinding, drinking a lot of coffee, on a lot of airplanes, on constant Zoom calls, always on, always energized, always up, right? Giving, 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 going, 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 going. They are completely severed from, frankly, their feminine connection. They're not rooted into Gaia. They don't have their sacral and root chakras connected. They are just playing the game of the masculine. And I'm saying this with literally zero judgment, because I did this myself for most of my life. And I was asleep to it. I didn't even realize what was happening to me because I was so unconscious. And the principles, the divine feminine values of trust, allowance, surrender, creativity, beauty, stillness, right? That's the antidote to the woman in her hypermasculine. She's all about structure. She's all about going. She's all about her schedule. She's all about timelines, quarterly goals, revenue marks, spreadsheets, year over year profitability. I lived in that world. I led that world as the CEO of Simply Be for 7 straight years. And as I got uncoded from that masculine paradigm, I realized how exhausted I was and how unsustainable that was. Like I said, you can't save the world if you're broke, but you also cannot save the world if you're exhausted. And so throughout truly my retreats, I'm hosting another one in January 25 in Riviera Maya, Mexico. I met so many women that were my mirrors, women that had been playing that game, women who were so tired, who were so successful, but so tired. And giving ourselves the opportunity to simply acknowledge that what we're doing and how we're doing it isn't working for us, to create better systems, to create better structure for more flow, for more ease, for more spaciousness, for more literally practicing the art of doing nothing, no thing, and truly simply being. I often say it was kind of ironic that I created a business called Simply Be when for most of the time I just simply did. But really bringing that practice, making that your job, not just Zoom calls, meetings, punching quotas, ensuring that you've got enough budget to launch the thing, to scale the team, but actually making joy, the simple pleasures of life, your job, as much as your executive meetings or your weekly reports, will create a sense of healing in your life and restoration and nourishment in your life that actually fuels your success in a way that working your ass off and being hooked into your computer and on your phone and constantly available will ever do. I made more money in the year of 2023 than I ever made in my life. And I worked less. I worked less. I didn't kill myself. I actually got to the point where I was making money and I was in so much joy. I was like, I would do this for free. Not that I would, because I know my value, but I took on a very select handful of VIP clients, which I am now offering my community. I'm still being very intentional about, you know, who those clients are, because I only have so much time. I've been working one-on-one in coaching ongoing containers. I've hosted multiple retreats And I found my true calling and I found my true joy. And I tapped into that frequency of service in a whole different kind of way. And truly, more than anything, along the way in 2023, the one thing I prioritized more than anything was myself, was my free time, was my nature walks, was getting good night's sleep, was enjoying the beauty of the simple pleasures of my life. And it wasn't just finding the right product mix and great marketing copy for my retreats and having the right conversations with my VIP clients to connect with them in that way. It was me coming from a true vibration of alignment. And I could only get there unless I slowed down enough to take care of my body. You can't save the world if you're broke, but you can't save the world if you're exhausted. And that is my message to all of the women who are living in their masculine, whether it's conscious or unconscious. And I'm pretty sure you're conscious of it because you're here listening to the Spiritual Hustler podcast. So let's talk about women who are way on the other side of the spectrum, all in their feminine, because those are women that I am friends with, that exist, that are most likely listening to the show, that I love and frankly admire. Women who are in their creative, juicy, ideation, magical, connected to the freaking stars and spirit and fairies and making beautiful healing modalities and offering their gifts to the world in this very needed feminine way. I am here for that tribe. Thank you for existing. A lot of those women struggle making money. They're not exhausted. They get the game. They know the feminine frequencies. They understand that their bodies are their temples and that they have to take massive seasons and space of slowness to connect to their higher selves and do all their magical things and have their luscious morning routines and their beautiful weekends and their gorgeous time to make things. That is a very needed group of women on this planet. We should be rising into more of that vibration, but a lot of those women aren't making a lot of money. A lot of those women have no idea how to set up structures and systems and call on the masculine principles of linear thinking and assertion and leadership and problem solving and structure. A lot of those women don't even understand how to price themselves because they're not fully embodied in their worth. They're here so much for service. They're here so much for humanity that they don't know how to demand the equal exchange of monetary value for what they're providing in the world. And when they do, they're coming in way the fuck under. I cannot tell you how many women I work with, how many women I'm colleagues with, the women that I've coached, the women that I've served in my VIP containers, how little they are charging for their time. And not just for their time, but for their energy. And their presence, your energy, your time, your presence is your most finest form of currency. It is the most precious, valuable thing that you have. You don't have to create all of the products and do all of the deliverables and put in all of the hours. If you can make magic for somebody and shift their life, shift their mindset, shift their business, in 15 minutes, which is something that I like to say that I can do, like that shit's priceless. And knowing our value and creating the systems and the structures to allow us to be in that vibration of our highest value is a shift that I need to just call out. I'd love to see the uber divine feminine fairy chicks stepping into. We need that convergence of the divine masculine and the divine feminine. So the women who are in their divine masculine, who have somewhat turned to the toxic masculine, and hi, I'm speaking for a friend, I understand what that's like, could use a whole lot more divine feminine vibration in their world, as I've mentioned, because you can't save the world if you're exhausted. And then there's the other side of the pendulum of the women that are so in their feminine, but they have no systems and structures. They're afraid to charge more money for their time. They're afraid to hire a team. They're afraid to put in place the right systems and softwares to double down on all of those things. And if they were making more money, they could afford it and they wouldn't be drowning. and they would be in way more abundance. And to just bring them together in the convergence of all women, because I am hoping that you saw pieces of yourself in the full spectrum, because we are multidimensional. There has been so many chapters in my life where I was undervaluing my time, where I just wanted to play and be creative, where I absolutely had none of the right structures and systems in place. And then there was a time in my life where I set all of those things up and I got super addicted to work and killed myself by constantly being on and didn't give myself any chance to rest and simply be. There's shadow and light in all of us. And we're constantly dancing and learning, and every single day is a new lesson. But what I really truly want to leave my audience with today on this topic, more than anything, is that you deserve to make a fucking ton of money. And you deserve to feel really good while you do it. You deserve to know that it's easy. You deserve to live in that sense of effortlessness. And to rock your beautiful handbags and live in your big house or not. But if we do not own the fact that we need to get a little bit out of our own way when it comes to wanting money in the first place, we are doing ourselves and humanity, as I have explained today, so much of a disservice. I want to remind you of one of my core beliefs and really truly the inspiration for my show, the inspiration for my new platform, for my new business, jessicaswag.com, the inspiration for all my new offerings that I'm giving my community through my coaching, through my VIP days, through my retreats, is this one singular notion, which is when women have money, I want us all to have a fucking lot of money. Women have power because money is power in this 3D reality. That's just the name of the game. We live in a reality where money equals power, but it's in the hands of, unfortunately, a lot of unconscious, toxic masculine, matrix, patriarchal, reptilian, I can go on, energies that aren't using that power in the right way. And when women have that power, and I'm not saying that all women are good. I'm not saying all men are bad. There is a spectrum, but I'm talking about the principles of the feminine, the great mother who knows that all things must be in right relationship, harmony, reciprocity, oneness, peace, compassion, love. That is what the feminine stands for. And that's what I fucking stand for. And I'm sure that you're listening to the show because you stand for that too. When women have money, women have power. And when women have power, this planet is going to be a better place to live, to be, to raise our children in, to hand over to the next generations if you don't have children. That's what I'm here for. That's what I know you're here for. You cannot do that if you are broke. And you certainly can't do that if you are exhausted. So I hope that today's episode really reframed your sense of worthiness to be it all, the divine feminine, the divine masculine, and all of the shades in between. But most of all, that it reminded you that you can have it all. I love you all so much. Have an amazing rest of your week, and I will see you on the next episode of the Spiritual Hustler podcast. Bye, guys.